Here's an audio snapshot of the moment. I just went outside to get some firewood, which I have piled up in the alcove designated for firewood in the living room. The kids are tucked up in bed. I have read them their stories. I just opened the fireplace now and sang them their songs. I sang a made-up song. I get asked to do made-up songs quite a lot, and I always say, what do you want? And then my little boy said, you choose. So using the sentence as inspiration, I sang a song about a boy who found a packet with a red chew in it and found the chewiest chew in the world. And the chorus was me making chewing sounds. And then I'd fake taking the chew out of my mouth so that I could sing the verses. Honestly, it was a lot better than what I've just explained. I thought it was quite funny and he thought it was hysterical. But now that they're tucked away, I came downstairs. I should have gone to the shed, my office, and grabbed my laptop and brought it in first. But instead, I poured myself the last of a very delicious whiskey I've been drinking, and then went and got my laptop, and now I have whiskey and laptop, and the fire is going in the living room. I also, when I went and grabbed my laptop, grabbed a couple of albums. I've got kind of half my collection in the shed and half in the house. And what did I grab? Just a random selection here. Duster Bennett, 12 dBs. Which has a sticker on it saying drastically reduced to 72p. Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young, Dallas Taylor and Greg Reeves, Deja Vu, The Police, Zenyatta, Mondatta, Frank Sinatra, 20 Golden Greats, and the legendary Roy Orbison. Just a greatest hits collection. Brought them in to give them a bit of a clean, but also to drop them onto the record deck. Whilst I write today's diary, I'd like to take a little bit of time just to summarise my thoughts and feelings and actions and contemplate bigger things. Like a moment ago, when I was standing in the garden looking up, I'm pretty sure the International Space Station isn't flying above me right now. I may be wrong, but today, watching the live stream of the British astronaut, Tim Peake, and just imagining that above my head is this space station rapidly flying around the world, and for a good few hours today, there are a couple of guys hanging off it, doing a bit of engineering, doing a bit of DIY to a power supply. And it blows my mind. It blows my mind. Although there's a part of my being that would really, really like to be up there and just like to experience the wonder and the awe that astronauts do when they can, that they step away from Mother Earth, from planet Earth, that disconnect they have, and they can look back on it. I would love to experience that, even though I may or may not get the chance to do something like that in my lifetime. In some ways, it's enough to know that someone is. That people are up there, and it just gives me this strange hope for humanity as a whole. So I'm going to tend to the fire in the early stages. It needs monitoring, and I'm going to bid you farewell. This is Friday night in my household, and thanks for listening.